Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Preparing for game two between the Rays and the Padres. Padres going down last night 10-4 in a game that kind of got away from them late. One of the thorns in the Padres' sides last night. Matt Duffy joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Matt Duffy, thanks for coming on the show. And, man, I got to tell you, for a guy that's recently got off the DL, you didn't look like you missed too much of a beat there last night.
I appreciate that. A little up and down game for me. Made a couple errors as well that had some fans down the third baseline reminding me about all night. But yeah, it was a good end result for us.
Did you remind them that you had four hits? I mean, you got to even it out a little bit. Okay, good.
I did. Yeah, they were by the end of the night, they were congratulating me, and then you know they were like, "Hey, you got four hits." I was like, "Oh yeah, thank goodness." And then he was like, "But you still got two errors." So I was like, "Yeah, I know. You're not going to let me forget it."
Fans are like elephants, man. They have these incredible memories. Matt Duffy is with us from the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm also thinking, not only feeling good about last night, but just in general playing again. To sit on the injured list with a hamstring injury, and then I know 2017 you had the Achilles surgery. So for you, it's just a joy to be playing baseball, I would think, and you really probably appreciate as much as not more than anybody.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, you know, the hardest part about being on the injured list, I think, for anybody is the mental aspect of it. Just not had this conversation with Blake Snell, actually. They just, you know, feeling like you're not really fully a part of the team when you're on there. You're not in the trenches, you know, grinding with the guys. And, you know, to be back out there is, that's why we play. We all want to be on the field, and it's frustrating when we're not. So to be back out there is, you know, that's like, again, that's why we're all out here.
Matt, to give our listeners a little background, I kind of went back and looked at some things. Lakewood High, then to Long Beach State after that, and you were a Giant. I got to see you play quite often on your way up and in the big leagues. Was it nice to get a kind of a fresh start when you got traded in 2016 from San Francisco to Tampa?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's always kind of two aspects of a trade, I think. It's always a little sad, I think, leaving, especially I was in a pretty good situation in San Francisco. We were fighting for a playoff spot at the time. So that was disappointing. It almost felt like getting broken up with a little bit. But on the flip side, it's you have somebody on the other side welcoming you with open arms that's really excited to have you. So it's kind of a mix of emotions for sure. And, you know, it takes some time to get comfortable in your new environment. But, you know, once you do, I think you're right back at home. And then once you get there, leaving that place kind of seems like, oh, man, that would stink as well. So, you know, it's a little bit maybe like moving a job or moving to a new city, you know, for anybody else. But once you get adjusted, it's, you know, back to business.
And the good thing is the humidity in Tampa is very similar to what you're used to growing up with in Long Beach. So that's
yeah, they're
plus.
Pretty much identical, I think. we do have that dome, though. That beautiful dome is
thankfully.
It's big, man. It just dumps on us from 2 to 5 every afternoon, it seems like. So, you know, it's not the prettiest looking, but hey, when you're underneath the dome and you hear the thunder and lightning outside, you're like, oh, okay, this is necessary.
Yeah, people can say whatever they want about that dome. You guys are very happy to have it. Matt Duffy is with us from the Tampa Bay Rays. Four-hit game last night as the Rays took the first of this series. Matt, let me ask you a little bit about this Tampa Bay, just the franchise in general. I mean, you're coming from one of the better franchises in all of baseball, the Giants, who won three World Series this decade. But I think a lot of us and fans in San Diego, I think, look at Tampa Bay and go, how come we can't be as good as Tampa Bay? I mean, that's a small market team. They're in a division with the Yankees and the Red Sox. And there you guys are, 70-50, having a fantastic season and coming off a 90-win season a year ago. How does Tampa Bay do it? I mean, what have you noticed since you've been there that kind of seems to give Tampa Bay an edge?
You know, I think that, you know, the front office does an outstanding job of thinking outside the box. I think, you know, they pioneered the shift 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was, or at least brought it into the mainstream. And then, you know, you guys have seen the opener. You saw it last night, worked very well. You know, that combined with their ability to spot players that are maybe a little underappreciated by other organizations, that they see something about their game, like, hey, maybe a little tweak here or there, and this guy could take off. You know, besides that, I think they do a really good job of just bringing in good baseball players, maybe not the sexiest names or, you know, launching 500-foot homers or stuff like that, but just quality baseball players. And, you know, for us this season specifically, our pitching staff has carried us. I mean, they have been so outstanding. Had a little rough stretch for about a month there in the middle of the season, but, you know, they've just been dominant all year round. I think even with that rough stretch, they were still near the top of the league in ERA and all the whatever metric you want to measure them by. They've just been outstanding, and when they go, we go.
Matt Duffy joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, third baseman for the Rays. Matt, from the outside looking in, you look at the two organizations and they seem completely different. Two-part question here. Has there been more similarities or differences between the Rays and the Giants? And talk a little bit about the two managers you've had the opportunity to play for them. Bruce Bochy, who was in his last year in San Francisco, and one of the, I'd say already, I wouldn't even call him up and coming anymore, Kevin Cash has quickly become a manager that a lot of people are talking about. Talk about the differences or similarities between those two guys.
Yeah, I think back to the first part about the teams, I think honestly constructed very similarly, built on pitching and defense, and then, you know, you try to get timely hitting or as much hitting as you get. But, you know, I think if you're limiting runs, especially in ballparks like in San Francisco and in Tampa or St. Pete, where runs are a little harder to come by, they tend to play more pitcher's parks. You know, if you're limiting runs and you're putting up, you know, you don't have to put up a ton of runs in a pitcher's park to win ball games. So I think those are some similarities. The differences would be, I think, the youth. You know, we're obviously a lot younger team than we had when I was in San Francisco. But the managers are also very different. Bochy, in my time there, I mean, they did their homework, but I also feel, you know, you'd have to ask him directly, but I feel as if, you know, when he was looking for a pinch hitter, he would look around the bench and just look guys in the eye and just be like, yep, right, you're the one, you know? And
More of a gut thing, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think definitely he would take into account matchups and, you know, all the numbers that go along with it, but he also understood that there was a human side to the game that that couldn't exactly be quantified, and it worked for a really long time. And he was outstanding. I really enjoyed when he would look around the bench, and if he picked you, it was like he sees something right now. Like, I'm about to get a hit. I'm about
to get a knock.
You
started believing it yourself, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't
exactly
think I can even get a hit here, but he must think so.
Yeah, exactly. It's like angels in the outfield. Like, I got an angel on my shoulder or something. Yeah, and then here, you know, Cash and the staff here are much more analytically driven. And they've had outstanding success with it. You know, Cashy himself is very laid back. Pretty much all we do is talk crap to each other back and forth. That's like his way of motivating. And it's also his way of saying, like, look, I don't care if you just made an error or you just struck out. Like, you know, obviously if he's, you know, talking banter with you, you know, he doesn't care too much. Just he wants you to play hard. That's it.
Right.
You know, so that keeps the, you know, the atmosphere loose in the dugout, in the clubhouse. We have a great vibe in here. The chemistry is just outstanding. You know, it makes for a really enjoyable place to come play baseball every day.
Have they let your cat come into the clubhouse yet?
No, actually, yeah. Unfortunately, the cat passed away a couple years ago.
No,
oh no.
It'll be 2 years, I think, in November. Yeah.
Oh no! Now I feel terrible.
No, it's all right. It's circle of life, man. He lived a long, happy life. I think he was about 16 years old.
You got it. Oh,
see,
man,
this is our producer's fault. He wanted us to really get that question in.
No, I just. It's my fault because I love cats, and I saw the picture with you and the cat, and I thought, oh, what a great cat, man.
He was like a dog. He would lay down and let you scratch his belly, and he'd get up and come back 20 minutes later, he'd still be laying in the middle of the floor. Like, where'd you go?
He was almost as big as a dog, too. That was the thing that was awesome about him.
He probably could have eaten some dogs.
Matt, well, I'm sorry about that, but at least, like you said, he had a great life, and sounds like he had a great dad. So, have a great trip here to San Diego, and enjoy the rest of your week here in town, and best of luck to the Rays.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.